Hello, Nigel Ogden here. It's good to be back with you once again with another selection of, I hope, interesting and entertaining snippets from my extensive archives. And just for a change, it's the ladies providing the music on this occasion, with three of the theatre organ world's most popular performers, and some slightly longer extracts from various broadcasts. Well, to get things underway, a great character in the form of Ina Barger, who had such a long and varied career, and who died in 2004 at the wonderful age of 98. I remember some very happy times with Ina, both musical and social, including one occasion which caused me some initial concern. I went to her flat in Hammersmith one day to record an interview with her around the time of her 90th birthday. Well, having unpacked the recording gear, I was slightly horrified to discover that the flat still had its original 15-amp round-pin plug sockets. However, Ina soon put my mind at rest by producing various adapters, so I was soon able to get the recorder in operation. Well, here's part of a broadcast by Ina on the 23rd of November 1967.
Good afternoon, listeners. Bagatelle introduces to you Ina Barger at the organ of the Granada Tooting. My first piece is a pretty lively Romanian gypsy dance, and if you have just finished your lunch, I wouldn't advise you to dance to this. It might upset your digestion. It is called Horror Staccata. Now, an oldie, which compares very favourably with a newie, and incidentally, it is a track from an LP which I have recently made. It is St. Louis Blues, and it's followed by Big Spender from the new West End production, Sweet Charity.
Thank you.
Ina Barger at the Granada Tooting in November 1967, and we'll hear more from Ina playing a different instrument to round off this programme. Now, Ina was assistant organist for a time to her equally famous sister, Florence de Jong, at the New Gallery Cinema in London's Regent Street, where Florence was principal solo organist from 1927 to 38, playing the third Wurlitzer to be installed in the UK. In 1979, on a special edition of The Organist Entertains, Florence revisited the New Gallery both to play and reminisce about those early days, and some impressive playing, I'm sure you'll agree, considering she was in her mid-80s by this time. Well, I must admit I enjoy her stories as much as the music.
Latin American music became very popular, and the publishers in New York sent their numbers over to me. I had many requests for Peanuts and Tico Tico. At the end of the silent films, I was asked to go up to head office to meet the great man, William Evans, my director. Sitting next to him was a producer, Adolf Suger, who produced the Coquette picture with Mary Pickford. Well, the conversation went like this: Mr. Young, I want you to go down and see this film. And every time Mary Pickford sings, put on that tibia stop and drown her, because it sounds like a frog croaking. Well, it was successful, and Bill Evans told me to play every picture. Well, that day I had lunch, tea, dinner on the organ seat. The only time I left the seat was to go up, when the lights came up, to wash and tidy up. And I informed the powers that I couldn't do this every day and suggested bringing in another organist. And so Reginald New, from the Haymarket Cinema, came to help me. The theme song was Coquette. Thank you.
Florence de Jong at the New Gallery Regent Street Wurlitzer, as indeed she had been 50 years earlier. Now, Doreen Chadwick was widely acknowledged to be one of the most delightful people you could wish to meet. A very unassuming manner and her lilting Welsh accent meant that it was always a real pleasure to spend time in her company. In the late 1950s and the 60s, she became closely associated with the Gaumont Manchester and gave numerous broadcasts from there. However, she would occasionally pop across to the other side of Oxford Street to feature the Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer on the airwaves, and here are a couple of items from a broadcast in December 1967.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Doreen Chadwick at the organ of the Odeon Theatre, Manchester. I would like to begin my programme with a very lovely theme music from the film Exodus. Thank you. my time is getting short, so for the last few minutes, here is some of the catchy foot-tapping music from Call Me Madam. Well, that's all for now. I hope you've enjoyed the music. So until the next time, this is goodbye from Doreen Chadwick at the organ of the Odeon Theatre, Manchester.
The Odeon Manchester Wurlitzer with Doreen Chadwick at the controls. Well, as promised, we round things off for this time with more music from Ina Barger, this time at the console of the BBC Theatre Organ on the 25th of October 1960. And on this occasion, she didn't have to bother announcing the programme herself. A studio announcer did it for her, as you're about to hear.
That is Ina Barger's signature tune, Bagatelle, and she begins her programme at the BBC Theatre Organ with Marching Strings by Marshall Russ. And four of the top ten, the four being What Do You Want to Make Those Eyes at Me For?, Starry-Eyed, What Do You Want?, and Waltzing Matilda.
Thank you.
Ina Barger at the BBC Theatre Organ, ending our Ladies Only programme for this time. Well, I hope you've enjoyed hearing both the music and the chat from three fine players. Damon will be back with you next week, so do join him then if you can, and I'll look forward to being back with you on April the 8th. In the meantime, full details of what you've heard on this programme, plus plenty more besides, can be found on our website, www.organistencores.co.uk, or on our Facebook page at The Organist Encores. For now, this is Nigel Ogden saying thanks for your company, all the best, and bye-bye.